Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1642, air date January 23rd, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll be exploring how ginger helps in managing hyperlipidemia. We'll begin by briefly looking at its key bioactive compounds, and then move on to how these natural molecules work in a coordinated way to regulate lipid levels and support overall cardiovascular health. This is going to be an engaging discussion. We'll begin by examining the molecular profile of ginger, specifically the active compounds that give it its unique properties. From there, we'll move on to the biological pathways and see how these compounds actually work in the body to alleviate hyperlipidemia. All right, let's get started. Here, we're looking at some background on ginger, often referred to as the mighty herb. It's one of the most commonly used dietary condiments across the world. The part we consume is the rhizome, which is rich in bioactive compounds. Notably, ginger has a long history of medicinal use, dating back nearly 5,000 years in ancient Chinese and Indian traditional medicine systems. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This method enables us to examine all the interconnected parts, revealing the broader picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way to think, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring ginger, a medicinally important natural ingredient, and understanding its vital role in alleviating hyperlipidemia. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down, they come from the swarm itself, and those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it ginger or be it neem or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning systems science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science, when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a Leadership Training Institute and a Systems Health Institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends. I'm deeply motivated because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has allowed me to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. So you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about black pepper, or when I talk about any of these foods, It's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk about politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world. As the great writer Alberto Brick says, they want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on Ginger, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Ginger on hyperlipidemia. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and then we'll begin today's discussion on Ginger and hyperlipidemia.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution, and that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people, first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis, into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that drives everything we do across science, politics, and health, and it's grounded in a clear framework. I encourage you to take full advantage of this because you won't find it anywhere else, and it offers immense value in helping you grow, think critically, and educate yourself and others. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available to support and be part of this movement. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a deep and transformative course called Get Off the Plantation. This course is designed to help you reflect honestly and ask an important question for yourself. Do you want to think independently or remain dependent on systems that don't truly serve you? Or you can choose to be a supporter, where we continue to share an expanding set of educational resources, offering you more and more gifts of knowledge to support your learning journey. Or you can contribute a little bit and receive all 15 gifts. The key is to get involved. For those who want to truly leap ahead, you can become a warrior scholar and engage more deeply. When you contribute, you don't just give. You gain access to knowledge, ongoing support, and a strong community. And that's the foundation that motivates everything we do. So I'd also like to mention that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome to join and participate. So what will you learn today? We'll start with the background on ginger, what it is, its history, and its bioactive compounds. Then we'll explore hyperlipidemia, what it is, why it occurs, and the factors that contribute to it. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary scientific platform that allows us to innovate and develop solutions using food-based compounds. We'll share our initiative and explain our fresh, systems-based approach, because this is a complex problem, and no single solution works for everyone. We'll then dive into how ginger benefits hyperlipidemia, including practical insights on dosage and effectiveness. Importantly, we'll address the realities of its use, ensuring the right medicine reaches the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll show you how you can be part of this initiative, contributing to this innovative approach to health and wellness. Yes, as we already came across, ginger is often referred to as the mighty herb. It's one of the most commonly used dietary condiments across the world. The part we consume is the rhizome, which is rich in bioactive compounds. Notably, ginger has a long history of medicinal use, dating back nearly 5,000 years in ancient Chinese and Indian traditional medicine systems. Here we see that ginger has deep roots in indigenous and traditional healing systems. It has been widely used in Ayurveda and Siddha medicine for centuries, valued not just as a spice, but as a powerful therapeutic agent. Traditionally referred to as Vishwabhisaj, or the universal medicine, ginger is believed to help balance the body's doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha, thereby supporting overall balance and well-being. Beyond Asia, ginger is deeply integrated into many traditional healing systems around the world. In Middle Eastern cultures, it is commonly used in herbal teas, valued both for its warming flavor and therapeutic benefits. Across various African traditions, ginger is used for its anti-malarial properties to enhance immunity and to relieve nausea. In Western herbal medicine, ginger is widely applied to manage conditions such as gastroesophageal, reflux disease, arthritis, and muscular discomfort, highlighting its truly global medicinal relevance. Ginger is commonly classified into two main forms, fresh ginger and dried ginger. Fresh ginger has a sharp, peppery, and slightly sweet taste, along with a strong, pungent aroma. When ginger is dried, its flavor profile changes, the taste becomes more concentrated and intense, which also reflects differences in its chemical composition and medicinal use. Dried and fresh ginger differ not only in flavor, but also in potency. During the drying process, gingerol, the main bioactive compound in fresh ginger, is converted into shogaol. This transformation results in a stronger, more pungent profile, and the flavor of dried ginger remains intense for longer compared to fresh ginger. Now let's shift our focus to hyperlipidemia. Hyperlipidemia refers to abnormally high levels of lipids or fats circulating in the blood. It is primarily influenced by factors such as obesity, high intake of saturated fats, and excess dietary cholesterol. In addition, hyperlipidemia is commonly associated with conditions and lifestyle factors, including excessive consumption of animal fats, diabetes, chronic renal failure, nephrotic syndrome, hypothyroidism, increasing age, and a sedentary lifestyle. From a conventional medical standpoint, hyperlipidemia is typically managed through pharmacological and lifestyle approaches. These often include the use of statin medications to lower cholesterol levels, along with a calorie-deficient diet, regular exercise, and broader lifestyle modifications aimed at improving metabolic and cardiovascular health. For patients who fall into the moderate to high-risk category for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, standard clinical guidelines recommend lipid-lowering statin therapy. Commonly prescribed statins include lovastatin, pravastatin, simvastatin, atorvastatin, and rosuvastatin, all of which work to reduce cholesterol levels and lower cardiovascular risk. Globally, hyperlipidemia is a major public health concern, with nearly 39% of adults worldwide affected by elevated lipid levels. Now let's take a closer look at how ginger, with its unique mix of bioactive compounds, can play a meaningful role in managing hyperlipidemia and supporting healthier lipid levels. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And we thought, why not apply this very same approach to hyperlipidemia as well? To help you understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. We do this by thoroughly reviewing and analyzing published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to create a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once our analysis is complete, the next step is to share our findings with the broader scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to translate these biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using principles of physical chemistry. This allows us to model and understand how the system behaves over time. Then, using these mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to see how different compounds interact within the system. This approach helps us identify which combinations hold real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And finally, we secure patents for these discoveries, protecting the innovative solutions identified through our process. From there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, ensuring that these discoveries are transformed into practical solutions that can benefit people. Right now, you can see that we're working across many areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We have multiple formulations at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products and secured patents for 4 discoveries. In phase 4, we're actively performing screenings across 7 areas, while 9 other areas are in the modeling stage. Additionally, 5 areas are focused on publications and 9 on systems architecture. The exciting part is that all of you can participate, whether by contributing, donating, or even being involved, if we spin out parts of the company. We're currently in the 4th phase, which is combination screening, and today we'll be sharing some of that data with you. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, then we published it, then we did the modeling, we did the combination screening, we did the discovery. What we did was, first, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve, with frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, and then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process. And we actually found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to hyperlipidemia. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think it's enough to just talk about ideas, but here we've taken it end to end, creating a powerful solution that can genuinely make a difference. What's unique is that we're developing this independently of Big Pharma, offering a completely new approach to innovation and health solutions. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immuni Tea. And now, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're focusing on hyperlipidemia, I'd like to suggest Tranquility Tea. This is a thoughtfully crafted herbal blend that supports heart function, made with traditional ingredients known to promote overall heart wellness. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Cardiovascular Health Initiative is at this phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we focus on building the systems architecture of cardiovascular health. At the heart of this framework is the relationship between lipogenesis and atherosclerosis. Understanding this connection provides the foundation for deeper analysis and the development of targeted interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh, and carefully examining all the evidence to really understand what's happening in hyperlipidemia. Unlike the pharmaceutical approach, which often targets just one pathway, our strategy is holistic and systems-based, supporting hyperlipidemia from multiple angles. Here we can see how lipogenesis connects to atherosclerosis under hyperlipidemic conditions. It begins with key contributing factors like genetic predisposition, poor nutrition, and dyslipidemia, which together increase reactive oxygen species and lead to the buildup of oxidized lipids. These changes set off a cascade of cellular responses through receptors such as CD36, LOX1, TLR2, 4, 6, and TREM2, driving lipid uptake and inflammatory signaling. As a result, foam cells form and accumulate, fueling chronic inflammation. This ongoing inflammation contributes not only to atherosclerosis, but also to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, with cholesterol crystals and oxidized lipid products, further aggravating the condition. Overall, this pathway shows how excessive lipid production and oxidative stress drive inflammation, ultimately linking lipogenesis to atherosclerosis in hyperlipidemic individuals. What we're discovering and continuing to investigate is that by going back to the underlying reality, we can better understand and target the root causes. In understanding the systems architecture of hyperlipidemia, we focus on identifying the key factors that contribute to cardiovascular disease. These include genetic factors, a high-fat diet, environmental influences, a sedentary lifestyle, improper use of steroids and antibiotics, psychological stress, smoking, and excessive alcohol consumption. Together, these factors create the foundation that shapes cardiovascular health outcomes. Taking this holistic view allows us to approach hyperlipidemia comprehensively and sets the stage for deeper analysis in the subsequent phases. Once this work is complete, we'll move forward with publishing our findings to share them with the broader scientific and medical community. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models, integrating everything to create a complete picture of the system. In phase four, the combination screening focuses on identifying natural ingredients that may help support hyperlipidemia. This includes well-known botanicals and spices such as cinnamon, fenugreek, artichoke, yarrow, holy basil, ginger, turmeric, rosemary, garlic, googaloo, arjuna, coriander, cardamom, amla, and black cumin. Together, these 15 ingredients offer a diverse range of natural compounds with potential cardioprotective properties. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today, we're going to focus on ginger, one of the 15 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve cardiovascular function. Through our Cytosolve analysis, we found that ginger has been extensively studied as a dietary supplement, with 6,415 research papers and 325 clinical trials published over the past 216 years. This highlights its long-standing significance and credibility in both scientific and medical fields. Now let's take a look at the composition of ginger. There are 18 key molecules found in ginger. While many compounds are present, these represent the most well-researched, with significant relevance to the current study. So far, 115 chemical compounds have been identified in ginger, including minerals, a variety of vitamins, and gingerols. This diverse profile contributes to a wide range of biological activities, making ginger a powerful natural remedy. These include 9 essential minerals: calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, manganese, iron, zinc, and copper. Ginger also contains 3 vital vitamins: vitamin C, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6. The major bioactive compounds in ginger include gingerinone A, zingerone, shogaols, paradol, gingerol, and dihydroten-gingerdione. Here you can see the structures of the key active compounds in ginger, including a total of 33 gingerol-related compounds. Among these, 4 main gingerol compounds are well known for their medicinal benefits: 6-gingerol, 8-gingerol, 10-gingerol, and 6-shogol. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of ginger. Here we can observe that ginger demonstrates an impressive range of biological effects. It provides photoprotection, helps reduce inflammation, supports neuroprotection, and exhibits anti-tumor and hepatoprotective activities. Additionally, ginger contributes to weight management, protects the gastrointestinal system, helps regulate blood sugar, and offers antibacterial benefits. This diverse profile underscores its potential as a powerful natural remedy for multiple aspects of health. Then coming to its health benefits. Ginger offers remarkable health benefits across a wide range of conditions. Research shows it can help manage asthma, dementia, oxidative stress, and platelet aggregation, while also supporting metabolic health by addressing diabetes and hyperlipidemia. Beyond this, ginger exhibits anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, gastroprotective, and cardiovascular supportive effects, making it a versatile natural remedy for overall wellness. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening. With respect to ginger, and again, we're sharing with you original research, let's look at what's going on. Here we can see how ginger plays a critical role in improving hyperlipidemia through its lipid-lowering properties. The bioactive compound 6-gingerol activates AMPK, which in turn inhibits the nuclear translocation of SREBP1 and SREBP2, the master regulators of lipid and cholesterol synthesis. This suppression reduces the expression of key genes involved in fatty acid and cholesterol production. As a result, triglyceride and cholesterol levels in the liver decline, leading to reduced lipid accumulation and overall improvement in hepatic steatosis, thereby supporting healthier lipid metabolism. Another important way ginger supports hyperlipidemia is through its hypocholesterolemic effect. The bioactive compound 10-gingerol upregulates PPAR-gamma and activates LXR-alpha, a key regulator of cholesterol homeostasis. Activation of LXR-alpha increases the expression of ABCG5/8, transporters that promote the efflux of cellular cholesterol to extracellular acceptors such as apolipoprotein and HDL. This enhanced cholesterol export helps lower overall cholesterol levels, contributing to improved lipid balance and cardiovascular protection. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out CardioSolve is going to do. We're right here in the fourth phase, which is combination screening. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. you can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at ginger, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that ginger has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we can see how ginger functions as a natural alternative in the context of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The data highlights ginger's activity against resistant strains, demonstrating its inhibitory effects on bacterial growth. Specifically, it shows the minimum inhibitory concentrations at which ginger suppresses bacteria such as E. coli, Proteus species, Klebsiella species, and Staphylococcus aureus, underscoring its broad-spectrum antimicrobial potential. Here's another set of data showing that gingerol, a key active compound from ginger, demonstrates comparable effectiveness to lorcaserin, a pharmaceutical weight loss drug, in the management of obesity. This highlights gingerol's potential as a natural alternative for supporting weight control and metabolic health. Here's another graphical data set showing that ginger extract performs comparably to polyprazine as a gastroprotective adjuvant agent, highlighting its potential role as a natural option for protecting gastric health. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a cardiovascular health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if ginger is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, to maintain its health benefits, Schwertner et al. 2006 suggests a daily intake of approximately 250 milligrams to 4.8 grams of ginger. According to Black and colleagues, a daily dose of 2 grams of ginger has been shown to provide effective pain-relieving benefits. For its blood sugar-controlling effects, research by Arablue and colleagues reports that a daily dose of 1,600 milligrams of ginger provides significant benefits. For migraine relief, a single dose of 250 milligrams of ginger is effective. For nausea, a daily intake of 250 milligrams to 2 grams of ginger is effective. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While ginger offers numerous health benefits, it's important to consider its safety profile. At higher doses, ginger may cause heartburn, diarrhea, mouth irritation, and abdominal discomfort. These potential side effects should be taken into account when incorporating ginger into your routine. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if ginger is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. As you can see, ginger helps lower vata and kapha, while fresh ginger tends to lower pitta, and dried ginger can increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where ginger may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for hyperlipidemia, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum it up, ginger comes in two main forms, fresh and dried. 6-gingerol helps reduce lipid levels by down-regulating genes involved in triglyceride and cholesterol synthesis, while 10-gingerol supports cholesterol removal from cells by increasing the expression of ABCG5/8 transporters. And we are right now in CardioSolve, which is a new spin-out at the combination screening. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on ginger on hyperlipidemia. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing, and yourself, is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved. Support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on ginger on hyperlipidemia, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.